budget overruns, brick devices, data breaches. Building connected products is hard. Welcome to Over the Air. Sharp, unfiltered conversations with executives about their IoT journeys, the mistakes they made, the lessons they learned, and what they wish they'd known when they started. I'm your host, Ryan Prosser.
Hey everybody, we're here in New York City, Light Fair 2023, and we are on the lookout for, number one, who's driving innovation in the lighting space? Number two, who's struggling? Number three, what are they struggling with? Joined today, my very good friend, Ben Wald. Ben, you look familiar to me.
Hey,
who are you?
Founder here at Very. Actually, founder at Very. And live here in New York, so figured I'd pop by.
Well, we're honored to have him. Let's see what we see. All right, so we're here with Pete Durbin from WAC. Pete, tell us a little bit about the company.
Well, WAC has been in business for more than 40 years. We are a true manufacturer. Our manufacturing is in China, but we own the factory. Built it 37 years ago and have had good luck ever since. We're very vertical in that respect. We cover a multitude of different product categories and have done so kind of from the beginning. We've started, let's call it big, small, and now we're reasonably big, big.
So you guys cover a lot of categories. We're here at Light Fair 2023. What categories or products specifically bring you guys here today? What are you guys excited to showcase and talk about, particularly from an IoT perspective?
Well, one of the, right above your head, is a product called Strut. And one of the things that it has brought kind of to the market is granularity of control, the ability to address the entirety of an install with one point of control, or every single fixture within the install by themselves, and break that up into any subcategory, subsegment, anything you'd like to do. And we use that IoT that you mentioned here as the formulary to get that done.
So tell me about Strut. Is this commercial application, residential? How do you guys think of this?
We have it everywhere from the arena level installation to your living room. One of the best parts of it, a couple of recess strips of it in the kitchen, a couple of recess strips in the living room. When you go to finish out those spaces, doesn't matter what you do with it. We load the Strut the way that you've laid out the interior.
So like from a SKU perspective, it's the same if you're an individual or you've got 100,000 square feet of commercial space.
You got it.
So like focusing on this product in particular, we talk on the show a lot about wrong side of impossible, difficult technical challenges. As you guys were beginning to think about product development, what were some of the challenges that people were saying, hey, look, we're really interested in this product, and you guys are thinking, okay, in order to solve for that, we're going to have to solve for X technically. Were there some technical challenges that come to mind?
There definitely were. One of the biggest challenges is getting out of your own head, because in your head, you're saying, I want the ultimate technical product. And what you have to do is take a big step back and say, except I'm me, not you. And one of the challenges we had was to get out of our own way and say, there are going to be legacy formulas, people who are not going to be interested in, say, taking out their cell phone to turn their lights on or tie it into their security system or tie it into their home entertainment or management system. They're going to want to walk in the door and flip a light switch, and they're going to want it to work. Now, when they're on the couch and they pull out their iPad, or their, then they're going to want it to work as well. And that's where we really created a fabulous product, because, again, through that IoT thought process, them bringing the in our company, them bringing their ideas to the table with the folks like myself who are a little older, who have some very legacy thought process, we brought it together so that you can do either one. Doesn't matter.
When you think about product development through the lens of how WAC thinks about product development, do you guys do a lot of customer engagement or potential customer interviews?
Yes.
What does that look like for you guys?
In the old days, you did panel kind of discussion.
Yep.
But then everyone is kind of on. They're like, they're at the show and it's their 5 minutes of fame.
Right.
And, you know, that
right.
kind of thing.
Kind of like right now.
Kind of like right now. But in our case, probably better served is through the avenue to the client, be it their architect or their engineer or their designer or their interior design group or any of those, any combination of those, to say, what are you looking for, what your clients are looking for, versus what could we bring to it? Well, if the clients are looking for something you can turn on with a light switch, then we need to be able to talk to that. But it may be that we're talking to it with a really intelligent light switch, for all that matters. You know, that kind of thing. So having all of those various pathways and using them as the resource is, I think, as good as the old days of having panel discussion. Because it's more one-on-one. And these are the people who are spending the money. You know, they're the ones who have the vision. So let's go to them versus what could I sell a lot of? That's not really the important part.
Beautiful. Interview your customers. Pete Durbin from WAC, thank you for
your
time.
Love meeting you. Thank you.
All right. Hey, folks, I'm here with Josh Brown from Keystone. Josh, tell us a little bit about Keystone.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having me. Keystone, lighting manufacturer, been around since 1945, still family owned, and we started as a LED driver manufacturer. So everything you see here is the core of our LED driver and ballast technology at the power supply, and we got a lot to show. So continually innovating, always trying to come up with new products that address the market, and with the core of what we do is Light Made Easy, just being really, really easy to do business with. That can be from the install and commissioning side of it to just general customer experience, and that's what we're focused on.
I love it. You guys have one of the bigger booths that we've seen at the conference, tons of products. What brings you guys here today? What are you really excited about at Light Fair?
Yeah, absolutely. So in particular, we are very, very excited about our new product here that is called Smart Loop. It is a Bluetooth mesh platform that allows us to control a lot of different devices, a lot of different products for different applications in the snap of a finger. That's one thing about it. But then we love getting feedback from our customers, training them and letting them know how easy this product is to use, but as well showing them all of our latest and greatest products as well. And there's no better space to do it than Light Fair.
Love it. And then talk to me about some of the technical challenges. So we're an IoT show.
Yeah.
We hear from our audience all the time. They love to learn from other people's scar tissue, things that were difficult for them to solve for. What were some of the technical challenges you guys faced bringing this and some of the related products to market?
So absolutely. One of the most difficult things is being able to use this in a lot of different applications. So in the lighting world, this one person could think they want to use this fixture for one application and, you know, a different fixture for the exact same application. So we needed to be able to create a platform that we would actually be able to very easily integrate into a lot of different fixtures. So one thing that we did was we built out a platform where our LED drivers have actually a 12-volt port, which then allow us to control a lot of these products. And that's one of the things we learned the hard way is you need to be able to install it in a lot of different products to really be successful. And we're seeing a trend at the lighting levels. People want it at the per fixture level as well, so that you can really add a lot of complexity, which is the fun part, and control accordingly.
One follow-up question.
Yeah.
One of the themes that we've heard over and over, and I hear this, I think, from you, is versatility. So the product has to be versatile in the applications that it's installed in. Am I hearing that from you?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that goes into also on the IoT side of it, the ability to change the settings very quickly. So with our platform, not this is a sales pitch, but any really IoT and the Bluetooth mesh, it allows you to adjust after the fact or adjust areas that you could never do before. So prior to LED, it was pretty much a lot of situations were on off and that's all you could do. Now it enters this whole other world that you can make adjustments and a lot of flexibility on the fly. Does that address the question?
That addresses it perfectly.
Awesome.
Josh Brown from Keystone, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, we're here today with Eric Lynn from Lutron. Eric, for the 10 people that don't know, tell us a little bit about Lutron.
So we are a lighting control manufacturer that's very focused on both lighting control of lights, but also shades. Global company. We do business in commercial, residential, retail, and international markets, focusing on about 25 countries outside the U.S. and Canada.
So we're here at Light Fair 23, talking with folks that have connected devices in the lighting space. What brings Lutron here specifically to this conference?
There's really two primary reasons. First one is all about supporting the IES and the ILD. They're important associations for the industry. We have been a longstanding member since 1961 of that industry, and it's important to support them.
And for those who don't know, that acronym is?
IES is the Illuminating Engineering Society. ILD is the International Association of Lighting Design.
I would have thought Illuminating Engineering Society was really bright engineers, but this is actually association within the lighting industry.
It is.
Cool. So, something new every day?
Something else to learn. We'll not do that on this podcast, but maybe another sometime soon. But the second, obviously, is to tell our story, and our story is really two very specific targets. New construction, a new capability. It's something we call the Athena Wireless Node. It is all about reducing materials on a job, wiring requirements for the contractor, and equipment they have to mount in the electrical closet. We're simplifying that, making their job easier. This node is somewhat ubiquitous, meaning it can work with a lot of different drivers. So an OEM, any one of the OEMs here, any of the OEMs that are not here, they're working with various driver companies, 0 to 10 volt, Dolly 2. This connects inside their fixture or to a remote box that connects to their fixture, and it makes control 100% wireless. We've been doing wireless control since 1996 with a lot of expertise in it. We think this is a paradigm shift in terms of how commercial systems will be used in new construction. The second piece is about life cycle, making sure that we have solutions for buildings as they've invested in Lutron over the last 30, 40 years as technology changes to give them a path to be able to upgrade their system and continue to have more diverse and capable controls.
I love it. And talking specifically about these products, talk to me about, number one, technical challenges you guys have had to overcome along the way. But let's start with that. What
Sure.
are some of the harder things that might surprise people at home in developing this?
So the two big items in our eyes are, one, making this small enough so that it can be added to a number of different fixtures. So we want to be able to work with downlights, pendants, troffers, cylinders, decorative fixtures, track. This has to be small enough to be able to mount in those devices. That's one piece. The second big piece is that universal nature of working with 0 to 10 or Dolly 2. One of the things that's been out there in the market that people love is the idea of tunable white, right? Not just static white, but the ability to change the color temperature of the fixtures.
Definitely.
We can work with drivers to do that with the same SKU. So one SKU, multiple options for the OEM, multiple options for the design community.
So tunable white is something that was completely invisible to me as a topic until I started a podcast.
Okay.
Now I think about light, white light a lot. You know, you're looking for that really warm light, not the clinical hospital light. So I can see where at home and in commercial applications is something people probably care about a lot. It really changes the appearance. Is that something that customer interviews have uncovered, or what is the impetus for developing a tunable white product?
I think there's a lot of work being done. By no means is it at a point where we could say it's scientific. I think it's more conceptual, but it's the idea that you can potentially take your inside space and mimic the outdoors. That's one big piece of that tunable white. But the other big piece of tunable that some people forget, they always think about tunable white as being dynamic. Think about this space, carpet, finishes. You design a project with a fixed color temperature like 3500 Kelvin, but when the actual project's completed, you might go, wait a second, that's too warm or that's too cool. Tunable allows you to adjust it. Even if you want to keep it static, you're not locked into one color temperature.
I love it. And so we're sitting here, Light Fair 2023. I'm not going to ask you to take us all the way ahead a year, but can you give us a look ahead to the future? What are some things you guys are excited about on the technical development side, product development?
Yeah, we continue to look at ways to simplify our systems, give more people the ability to use our gear. But when you look at the actual future of where we're headed, big piece of it is A, more data. We're being asked all the time. We've been sharing energy data for about 15 years, but it's still not as common as you might think. So we share energy data, we share occupancy data so people can understand the efficiency of the building. Both of those are fundamentally efficiency, right? One's energy efficiency, one's people efficiency for a company. And then we'll probably be adding some more things to that roadmap in terms of data that we can share. And then another big piece is getting more people on the contractor side trained up on the ability to install our systems. Some of these new capabilities like wireless, even though it's been around for a long time, there's still plenty of people that have not been as exposed to it, and we need to teach them about it because they're used to estimating based on pre-wire, hardwired solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Wireless takes some of that out, and they can save money, and they can potentially save some of that money and pass it along to the end user as well.
Sure. Yeah, copper's expensive.
Copper's expensive. Absolutely.
Eric Lynn from Lutron, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Hey everybody, we're here with Peter Augusta from Kasambi. Peter, tell us a little bit about Kasambi.
Well, Kasambi is a different kind of a control system. We started with software, built our system up, so it's really not dependent on hardware. It's based on a Bluetooth mesh system and really is geared, or it's meant to eliminate wires, meant to eliminate hubs, routers, all sorts of extraneous stuff that's back hidden back behind the wall. So yeah, the things that you really don't really care about or like to have in a solution.
Right.
But it still offers advanced feature functionality. It's a complete system. You can use sensors, switches, schedules to control. So it really doesn't change the way that you, the user, interacts with the system. But it's a different way to come about building system, making it much more simple from a topology standpoint. which then actually translates to it's actually much more simple to design. It's much more simple to implement and to start up.
So one of the things we've been hearing today is copper is expensive. Wireless is coming.
Yes.
One of the things that we have not been hearing that you guys, this is the one of the first companies I've heard it from, is your approach to hardware. You guys don't think about the hardware in this kind of walled garden way that I think we've heard previously. Talk to me about the Kasambi view on, it sounds like you guys are a software company.
Yes.
Talk about that approach a little bit.
Yeah, so we've approached the market with, basically it's open. We create software and that software is put onto a chip. That chip has a Bluetooth stack on it, that chip has Bluetooth radio on it, and that chip has our software on it. We then take that and we make it available to device manufacturers. So if you're making a maker of sensors, if you're a maker of switches, you make different types of devices, you can implement the Kasambi chipset into your product, and that product then becomes what we call Kasambi ready. So it means that it can be brought into a network with other products and with other Kasambi ready products.
Right.
So the approach, which is one of the things that kind of guided us through the supply chain problems. If a switch was not available from XYZ manufacturer, chances are that there was another manufacturer that had it available. Does the end user care if this is a single switch, you know, with this name on it versus that name on it? No, most of the time not. So we're able to say, well, you can have this one or this one. The other thing about it is that it's really market driven. So if the market sees that, hey, there's maybe a dual text sensor that is needed in the Kasambi network, we can make money there, they'll start to build a dual tech sensor. Things show up in our ecosystem, which is what we call our partners, the ecosystem of products, such as trackhead adapters. If a trackhead company or a lighting fixture manufacturer that sells trackheads wants to Kasambi enable that trackhead, make it luminaire level available, they can just purchase a trackhead adapter that has the Kasambi chipset inside of it. And it makes it very simple for them to become, again, luminaire level compliant.
So I know that you look back at Kasambi's history, Bluetooth is in you guys' DNA.
Yeah.
It was there at birth.
Yeah.
You guys have been Bluetooth from the very beginning.
Yes.
So I think I know where the answer to this question is going to be. Talk to me about the future. What are you guys excited about as you look forward? What are some of the innovations that you guys are starting to roll out? Can you give us a little look ahead?
Sure. There's a few things that we're looking forward to really this year and into beyond. Long distance. We've come out with a long range module. Some of the new chipsets that are available give us the ability to go three times the distance before.
Long range Bluetooth.
Long range Bluetooth, yes.
Right.
So whereas we were able to maybe go 150 feet in the past, now we can go up to 600 feet as an example. So it really gives us, it sets us up for a lot of success in the outdoor arena, sports complexes, parking lots, parks, and those types of things. But it also helps us out in indoor as well. Most indoor grids are pretty, you know, small, but more power in the chip means a more stable network.
Right.
In addition to that, there's connectivity. We're starting to connect to or find more and more ways to connect into different types of building management systems. As I had said before about the open ecosystem, we find as we even walk through a show like this that somebody is introducing a new type of gateway that has a really nice wizard on the front that means that you can connect better into BACnet or easier into BACnet, making it more accessible. And in addition to that, we're getting ready to release a new software called Kasambi Pro, which is really a pre-commissioning tool, maybe for larger projects that allows you to build out a room, build out schedules, build out different characteristics for a project, cut and paste them, and make the larger projects go a little bit smoother, a little bit faster.
Peter Augusta, I think you are the Kasambi Pro.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. We're here with Charlie Hart from LeadVance. Charlie, tell us a little bit about LeadVance.
LeadVance is the world's largest integrated lighting supplier. We have operations around the world. We have sales and marketing operations and distribution operations in North America. And in North America, we're known as the old Sylvania. We were a lamp and ballast company 10 years ago. Today, we're an integrated lighting supplier. So we have everything from lamp and ballast, our heritage, through to integrated fixtures and into EV chargers.
So we're here at Light Fair 2023. What are some of the opportunities you guys are excited about here, particularly through the lens of connected?
So Light Fair is a great place to meet lighting designers. lighting has a heritage of simplicity. You just turn the switch on and off. Mm-hmm. So with the advance of human-centric lighting, which makes the inside light work with outside light, the daylight, we see lots of opportunity around connected lighting. Mm-hmm.
And as you guys are looking forward, you mentioned your heritage. Mm-hmm. Take us forward a little bit. Tell us about some of the products you guys have developed that you're especially excited about, and maybe give us a glimpse into the future. What are some things we might see as the calendar turns to 24?
Well, so very excited about my Link, the LEDvance Link program that you see on the wall behind us here. This is a simple control system for, you know, up to about 500 fixtures that is backward compatible with existing lighting, but can be simply commissioned from your phone.
So one of the things I love about you guys' approach is simple, 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 right? It seems like you've designed these things with simple in mind. As the industry matures, it feels like there's a couple of things that are going to force some consolidation. One of them is simple. Was that something you guys had in mind in the early days?
Very much so. Simplicity is a requirement for us going forward. We need to make it simple. If we're going to get to a point where everybody can control their own environment, it has to be simple. If we have to wait for someone to come in to reset things after a lightning strike or the power goes out, or even if you're working off-grid, that's problematic. So it needs to be extremely end-user focused. And simplicity for LEDvance Link is written in its DNA.
So last question, if I may. As the market, we talked about consolidation, there's a lot of players right now. That seems like it cannot possibly last. From my view, it feels like simplicity. I can imagine people looking at cost and they're saying, okay, what is the lowest cost system to operate? Simplicity feels like a cost savings. People are looking at that as one of the cost components. Do you guys hear that a lot?
Absolutely. That's why we made LEDvance Link backwardly compatible with anybody's fixtures. Because we think we have great fixtures, but we may not have the fixtures you need. So let's put this system on anybody's so you can control them simply from your phone.
Charlie Hart from LEDvance, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Pleasure.
Hey, everybody. We're here with Bill Schaefer from Crestron. Tell us a little bit about Crestron.
Crestron is a privately owned manufacturer of electronics control systems. We're 50 years old, actually 51 years old. Last year was our 50th anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. So we specialize in commercial audio video products. We're best known for things like corporate media rooms, environments, etc., classrooms. But we also have been making lighting control products since 1986. Originally started out as a bolt-on to support those rooms. So if you're doing a video conferencing room or a media room, we were providing the lighting control to control that environment. Today, it's now taken over the entire building. Since 2004, we started products that expand beyond that one room to the entire building. And so we have a full line of wired, wireless control systems inside, outside of the building for any application someone might need for lighting control.
So we're here at Light Fair 2023. What specifically are you guys most excited about?
Well, you know, Light Fair is sponsored by IES, IALD. They are the industry organizations that drive everything we do. They work with lighting designers, electrical engineers. And so, you know, our feeling is if we're going to be in this business, we're going to support the organizations that are part of that. And that means being here. So I know not everyone feels that way, and maybe some manufacturers didn't come, but we feel that, you know, we have new products to show, we have new technologies to show, we have new things to talk about, we're excited, the business is growing. So we're here overall to talk to one of the largest design communities in New York, in the world, to show the products that we have. And more importantly, we're showing how we've evolved from that company that was a bolt-on and to one room to what we offer as an innovative building solution, the whole solution for the whole building.
So there's my words, not yours, but it feels a little bit like a description of a bolt-on run amok that went a little bit wild. That often is born out of product market fit. The original bolt-on grows rapidly because there's tremendous fit for what was once considered a bolt-on. Am I characterizing that correctly?
Pretty much. I mean, that's pretty accurate. It just, what we were doing was a little bit more elevated than maybe a run-of-mill controls company would be doing. And people liked that features or those things that we did. And they said, can you do more rooms? Can we do more and more and more? And so it just evolved to controlling the entire building.
And so now, 51 years later from inception, and what is it, 40 years later from the side project, Bolt-On, what are you excited about looking forward?
So in about 2017, we started revamping the line. You have to keep it fresh. Yep. You have to keep it new. I kind of look at it like cars. I love the analogy. So, you know, you can go buy a car and, you know, to a good brand like a Mercedes or BMW, they got 12, 15 different cars and options and everything. There's too much stuff. But then you go look at a product like Tesla, four cars, but unbelievable features. So what we did starting in 2017, we looked at everything we were doing and we realized, can we pare this down? Can we make simpler solutions, less complicated hardware, easier for people to put in, but then make them feature rich? And by embracing modern technology like Ethernet backbone, 2.4 gigahertz wireless, not old technologies, modern technologies and modern chipsets and technology, we can now focus on features more than hardware. The hardware is simple, but I can evolve the product just by releasing new firmware, new features, new app things on a regular basis, and that's what's propelling our future. That's where we're going.
So what I'm hearing is simpler, do fewer things better.
Yes.
And that this feels customer-driven is about how this feels. Are you hearing from customers, hey, we would like fewer things, we're overwhelmed by selection?
Absolutely. People, from a designer standpoint, they want easier systems to design. But even end users. I talk to end users a lot. We deal with Fortune 500 companies, governments, education facilities. And when we talk to them about what are you looking for, they're asking for future-proof. They're asking for open protocol. And that's what, when you start to embrace things like Ethernet backbone and modern technologies, you start to embrace the things that they want. And they love hearing that. And that's why they're coming to us.
Bill Schaefer from Crestron, thank you for being on the show.
Appreciate it.
Hey, we're here with Brian Brandis, SVP of Product Development at Satco. Brian, tell us a little bit about Satco.
Well, Satco is a 57-year-old lighting company headquartered here in New York, family founded and family run. Our business really is pretty broad in lighting. We cover light sources, which are lamps. We carry all the legacy product, traditional lighting. We have evolved into LED sources in commercial and residential applications. We have a decorative brand of product called Nuvo Lighting. We have commercial lighting under the Nuvo brand, which serves the light commercial into slightly industrial categories. But we also have components and accessories for OEMs and manufacturing, as well as our connected product, which is our Starfish Smart Lighting.
So I know Starfish is one of the things you guys have been asked about a lot and pretty proud of. Is that one of the things that's got you guys excited about Light Fair this year? Or what in particular are you guys really pumped about to be talking about with folks here at the show?
Well, besides all the different products that we've introduced, Starfish is a big part of it. It's a Wi-Fi based connected product, but we're also introducing Bluetooth mesh connected for our commercial products. So anything that's connected or also incentivized by utilities for refunds and rebates, that's really getting us excited and giving us access into the market.
Cool. And as you guys look ahead, what are some of the things that you are excited about coming down the pipe at Satco?
Well, it's our expansion of our Starfish line. One of the things that we did here was start with the basics. You know, those would be light bulbs, recessed lighting, some tape light and string lights. But we're really using our lighting expertise of having the understanding of the market, the needs, application, and taking that smart technology and putting it into all these other lighting applications and doing it the right way, not just providing the connectivity, but giving a good lighting solution.
You mentioned earlier, 57 years old. I know you guys have something like 15,000 products. Yeah. You take innovation seriously. How does a company stay innovative 57 years later?
Well, you got to stay ahead of the curve. You know, we are in many different markets. Electrical distribution is our largest segment, but we're in hardware and retail, lighting showrooms, and, you know, e-commerce. So all of these things give feedback to us as far as demand, what's selling in those areas. And we're really well entrenched into those markets. We're staying in touch with our manufacturing partners, as well as all the technology innovators, whether it be drivers, LED, and certainly on the connected product. We're very involved with all that functionality and development as well.
I love it. Brian Brandis from Satco, thank you for being on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with David Thoreau for KNX. David, for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about KNX.
KNX is a standards organization that was formed 32 years ago to level out the playing field and make sure that all countries in Europe could trade goods across borders and they weren't barriered, that there were no barriers to trade like proprietary protocols. So they really, they've been very good at developing that. So over 32 years, there are now 500 companies manufacturing 8,000 products. They can all talk to each other on the same network flawlessly.
And is it safe to assume for an organization like you guys, the real benefit and desire at a show like Light Fair is to introduce more people to that standard and start those conversations?
Absolutely. A lot of it, because it is considered a European standard, but there's 46 national groups around the world in Asia and Middle East and North and South America that promote the standard within their countries. So here in the USA, we're promoting it to a group of people who don't quite understand what is a non-proprietary protocol. Everything in the controls market in the U.S. is proprietary. So if you buy one brand's product, you're stuck with that product, and you can't bring in other resources. What's shown on our board here are products from multiple manufacturers that all work together. And we can continue that coordination all the way across the board. What KNX has is a standard engineering tool that you assemble your project with, and you actually bring the file for the products into that project and coordinate them in that fashion. So it's in the lighting control industry, you never have everything. And in this case, I'm closest to ever having everything because I've got a certain package of products that's with my company. And if I don't have what I need, I can go find it. And my best example is I don't make a glass panel. I buy it from a third party in Italy. And everybody, this is a very, very attractive panel for many people. So I don't have to use everything for myself. I can package it up into what best satisfies the customer.
So some percentage of our audience at home is listening. They don't have the video feed, but it looks like you've got something Jason Bourne would recognize.
Almost, yes.
Tell me what we're looking at here.
KNX has been very good at looking forward, and that's why if you take a standard and can grow it for 32 years, you want to grow it for the next 32 years as well. And besides all everything being backwards compatible, which is a requirement, so what was sold 30 years ago, we have parts for. They're looking forward how to get into the market, how to advance the market, and the cutting edge is IoT, the Internet of Things. We've got a lot of things, now we need to coordinate them so that we can manage them over larger scale. So they've got, in fact, a complete, this is a starter kit, and they've started up an incubator to develop products for the IoT market. And so they start out with one manufacturer that has developed the first part of it, and basically it's a beta type product, something you can build upon to create product and create the software that goes with it. So KNX has been very good at being forward looking, and KNX IoT is a big advance for them, and they're very much a leader in the IoT. What are all the things, and how can we make that KNX IoT technology work best and for all of the users around the world?
Makes sense to me. David Thoreau from KNX, thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming.
All right, so that is a wrap on Light Fair 2023. Three key takeaways. I'll go first. Number one, we saw a lot of big companies. It looks like lighting is really dominated by the big cos in this space. We saw a lot of big companies that had small company-looking brands, but you ask a couple of questions, this is the same as it ever was, 1950, 1990, 2023. They're all kind of the same players. First observation. What's your takeaway?
Second one is, it seems that in the lighting industry, margins are extremely thin. We're not seeing a lot of high-risk innovation. We're not seeing the innovation that requires a big R&D budget where people are really taking chances and going for it.
Third takeaway, I would say related to that, it seems like the unit economics of lighting very unfavorable to small companies. My first takeaway is it's a lot of big companies, and I think the reason for that is the unit economics are such that if you're not a giant corporation able to push costs down, you're not going to be able to innovate your way to the top. This is going to be a story of who can get the cost down. That's the big guys. All right, folks. Well, that's it for Light Fair 2023. Join us again next year. We'll take another look at the industry and see what's new.
Over the Air is brought to you by Very. To find out more about us, head over to verypossible.com and make sure to search for Over the Air in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else great podcasts are found. Don't forget to click subscribe to ensure you don't miss any future episodes. On behalf of the team here at Very, thanks for listening.